Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are. Amen. To let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by his spirit, and he's doing great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. You know, and I'm excited about, amen, the power of God and how he's blessing us, and amen, how he's just continually just showing himself with us. And so, you know, it's going to be a great, great, great time to broadcast on the day. We just finished our 12 noon prayer, and we haven't prayed 12 noon every day, and we're looking forward to great times. And one of the things that we want to get right into the heart of the broadcast is tonight, before we go any further. Tonight, my friend, Apostle John L. Mohorn, is that right? Apostle John L. Mohorn, the Word of Living God Ministry, will be with us. And we're looking forward to a great time, so we're going to ask everybody to prepare to meet us at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, listen, it's going to be a power-packed service. We start prayer at 7:30, so I want you to get there early to get a good seat. But remember, Apostle John L. Mohorn and the Word of Living God Ministries will be with us on tonight, and looking forward to a great word. And just forward to a great service. So I'm excited about that, and we'll tell you some more about that. But he's a powerful preacher, powerful preacher, powerful preacher, powerful prophet. And so therefore we want to, amen, welcome him in the Change Your Life Ministry family. Again, that's at 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. He will be with us on the night, so you get ready for Apostle John L. Mohorn. He says if you make the step, God would do the rest. And so I'm looking forward to a no more room word. I'm talking about a word that's going to be impacting. So we're ready. That's right, we're ready. Now, let me tell you about us and our transition on this week. Sunday, February 28th. Sunday, February 28th marks a day of greater. And I need everybody to say greater. You need to say greater if you're expecting greater. All this week, we're going to do double. You're going to do double church, double prayer, double giving. I mean, double everything, all right? Just don't do double eating, all right? All right, but everything this week is going to be double because it's going to be greater. So I'm looking forward, amen, to a great, great, great time. Now, what's going to happen on Sunday? Well, there are two things that's happening. That's right, February 28th, 2016 is greater. Everybody shout greater. No, y'all say it like you mean it. Say greater. That's right. All right, greater. What's happening? Well, I want you to be introduced to our second location and its pastor. I want you to be introduced. As a matter of fact, she's arrived in the studio, so we're going to let her get ready to speak. We're opening up a second location, and it's going to be, write this address down. This is the address, the Doubletree by Hilton, 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida. Zip code is 33441. Now, that service will start at 11 a.m. God bless you, Casey Myers, for joining us on Periscope. Pastor Jay, who's been the assistant pastor of Change Your Life Ministries, is going to be starting there on Sunday, February 28th. Now, this is a very prayerful but strategic move. God spoke to my heart. And, you know, when you have, and I posted something on the day on Facebook, I say when you have a product that's been tested, when you have a particular item that's been tested, then once it's passed the test, it is ready for representation or to be presented. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to present to you the pastor of Life Changing International Ministries. And this is Hurricane Johnson. I don't know what Donald Trump them are doing. I don't know what the other ones are doing. I don't know what Jeb Bush is doing. But I'm telling you, I'm going to approve this message. All right? So I'm going to approve this right here. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson introducing Life-Changing International Ministries and its pastor, Pastor Jay. And we have her in the studio. So, Pastor, I want you to say hi to the studio audience and everybody that's out there that are viewing by way of Periscope. God bless you. How are you feeling?
Well, God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much, those of you that are tuning into Periscope and to Blog Talk and WEXY 1520 AM. God bless you all.
All right, Pastor, while we got you on the Periscope, I want you to say a little bit about, amen, your feeling towards the move and you know, just the whole gamut of move and how prepared are you for this mandate that has been placed upon your life?
Well, Bishop, first of all, again, I just want to say thank you. Thank God for choosing me, and thank God for leading me to the place of my deliverance, leading me to the place of my destiny. Many years ago, I was led to Bishop Hurricane Johnson and the Changing Your Life Ministries, not knowing where it would take me, not knowing how far it will take me. But I thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm excited, Bishop, not just because I'm going off to pastor, you know, or I'm embarking upon a new venture. I'm excited, and I want to cry, because I'm excited because I've been validated. Amen. I'm excited because I didn't just go out there and try to start my own thing or do, like some people say, do me, you know, or go on the voices and the echoes and the contrary winds of people. And who would say, you know, Pastor Jay, you're a pastor. You need to get out there and you need to do your own thing. And I'm so glad that I've waited. I'm so glad that I waited on God, in that I served him in the ministry for over 13 years with no alternative motive. You know, I just wanted to serve. I just wanted to be a servant. And I was obedient to my pastor, to my overseer, to my bishop. I was obedient to leadership. No matter what or how I felt, I stuck with the ministry, and I stuck with my leader. And for that cause, I'm excited, not just because, you know, I've been thrown out there, but I'm excited because I'm validated. I've been validated.
My God. You know, God is doing something great in the lives of so many people. And, you know, people are certainly listening to the broadcast. And I want to say this to everybody out there in the radio land. I believe that this is a very important time. This is a very important move. And, you know, once a person has been validated, Jesus went to John the Baptist and he said, baptize me. John said, no, I need you to baptize me. He said, no, suffer it to be so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And one of the things that you said about validation, I think that once you have been sent, Jesus said, I send you. Once you have been sent, then you got back up. Now, we're proud of you. Amen. And the move that you're making, tell the audience a little bit about what they can expect, because we're going to be interviewing you and talking, and you're going to be ministering on radio all during the week. But tell them what to expect. What can they expect during the course of this transition, and especially on February 28th?
Well, God has truly anointed me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you can expect not just a good word, but a God word. You can expect salvation. I mean, we're all about salvation. We're all about deliverance. We're all about healing. Glory be to God. And we're moving the people into a path where, you know, building the kingdom of heaven is just one of our main concerns. Building the kingdom of heaven. We're not making a name for ourselves, but we want to be builders. We want to, like, our mission is still the same. Because remember, this is one church in two locations, so our mission is still the same, and that is to disciple and make disciples of men. So I've been made a disciple. I've been made to now go out and disciple the people of God. And so, therefore, this is going to be a path of our ministry. You know, we want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And providing a place, provide that place of praise and worship for the unsaved and the unchurched. We did not come out here to take nobody's members, Bishop. You taught us that. And so this legacy, this teaching is going to go on. We're not looking for nobody's members, but we're here to church the unchurched and the unsaved and give them a place where they can come in to encounter God. And that's the vision of Changing Your Life Ministries. That's the vision of Life Changing International Ministries also. And so we thank God for the vision that has expanded, and that's what we're all about.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm believing God for miracles. And y'all bear with me, because I'm trying to work Periscope. Y'all work with me now, because, you know, this is my first time doing this right here. I believe this with all my heart. I believe this with all my heart that God is doing something miraculous. And it's something that the enemy don't like. The enemy don't like. Amen. They're trying to show me how to do it. Okay, the enemy don't like what God is doing. Now, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the ear of the people right now that absolutely need to hear a word on their life. I'm looking for the ear of somebody right now that need to hear a word that would challenge their life to do better. I'm looking for the ear of somebody right now. I'm looking for you, whether you're riding in your car or riding on the subway, or you're riding in a bus. I'm looking for the ear, glory to God, of somebody that needs a miracle. I'm looking for the ear of somebody that needs a miracle. Pastor, you said life-changing international ministries. I want you to plant something in the life of some man or some woman, in the life of some man or some woman that absolutely need God in their life right now, because this is going to be part of your message that you're going to resonate on Sunday. So somebody right now, I want you to plant a word into their ear right now.
Listen to me very carefully. If there is, and that if, like we've been taught by our man of God, that if means since there is somebody out there that is seeking a word from the Lord, you're seeking a miracle. I mean, you just really don't know what to do at this point. I'm telling you right now, that God is getting ready because you're listening to WEXY 1520 AM and you're listening to the voice of your miracle. You're listening to the voice of your deliverance. Because you've been set up to listen right now, God is about to do something awesome in your life. There was a word that was preached a few months ago, and that word was God is about to spin a web. Spin a web like he did for David when he ran in the cave. A web is about to be spun for you. Something is about to happen that is going to take you to your Rehoboth, take you to that place where there's enough room for you to maneuver. But you got to follow the instructions and the directions of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now that these churches that have been planted, you could either go north or you can go south. Northward is life-changing international ministries this upcoming Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Doubletree Hotel. At the Doubletree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive. That's 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. You can even go there, or you can go where Bishop Harry King Johnson will be, at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. Now, either places, your miracle will be there, because we serve that type of God. And because you're in the valley of decision right now, every question is going to be answered. And one word might change that might answer your question. Just one word. I remember when I was in that same place where you at right now. And one word changed my life. And the man of God, the prophet of God, spoke into my life and said, live. And I've been living ever since. So one word, it don't take nothing deep. You just need to get to the place of your deliverance. And because you're deciding right now to come, and you're saying, Pastor Jay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to go north or I'm going to go south, but I'm going to be where my word is. And because you're deciding right now, guess what? He's spinning that web. Something is happening for you right now. He's protecting you and covering you right now. It's about to happen. Oh, come on, somebody. Check it out, because it's happening right now.
My God, listen, everybody that are listening to my voice right now, I need you. I need your undivided attention, because this upcoming Sunday is going to be a day of greater. I see it in my spirit. I can feel the anointing of greater. I can feel the power of greater. I can feel the saturation of greater. And those of you that are listening to my voice, you have to understand the reason why we're going to perform greater is because of the very words of Jesus Christ. He said, because I go to my Father, greater works than these ye shall do. Because I go to my Father. Greater works than these ye shall do. I am looking for greater. This is going to be an entire year of greater. This is going to be, so you can't be the same. And I'm telling all of my leaders, you know, I'm telling everyone, you cannot be the same. You cannot work and behave as you did in 2015. I mean, it's different now. You're in 16. This is the year of greater. There is a higher level that you're going to. There's a greater blessing that you're going to receive. You cannot take it for granted that this is a day of greater. And I declare that. As a bishop, I declare that. As an overseer, I declare that. Upon each and every one of your life, greater in your finances, greater in your worship, greater in your servitude, greater in your walk with Christ, greater in your business, greater in the church, greater participation, greater in your joy, greater in your happiness, greater in your health, greater, greater, greater power, greater anointing, greater, amen, manifestation of the gift that has been placed upon your life, greater revelation, greater insight, greater word, greater you. Listen to me very carefully. It is a time of greater. I want to pray very quickly for those of you that are listening to my voice. And whether you by joint, I think we're on Blog Talk, is that right? We're on Blog Talk, and let me give out this number so that you all can rebroad. Anybody feel the presence of God right now? Hallelujah. We're on Blog Talk, and always encourage those that are listening. If you can't go by Periscope or turn on the radio, you can always just call up on your phone. Area code 347-989-0113, okay? You can join us every day by way of Blog Talk. And then you can join us every day by way of Periscope at 1:30. I'm on every day at 1:30. I feel a need of prayer, and those of you that are listening by way of WEXY, you know what? 1:30 Sunday, I've been praying about this. 1:30 Sunday, I want many of you to join me. It's going to be right after our service. You're going to get reports. You're going to get praise reports. And I'm going to tell you to do something. Sunday's going to be a time of greater, but I'm going to tell you to do something. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you to do something. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you to do something on Sunday. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I want you to join me in a word of prayer because I want to speak to somebody out there that is listening to my voice, someone that is walking in this path where you're seemingly going through the valley of the shadows of death. I don't know whether I was preaching this in my spirit or whether I was in a service. I don't know whether I preached it or whether I was in the vision. But God say, in this valley of the shadows of death, you should not fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. But I seen this coming out of my spirit. I want to pray for you right now, and you believe God for greater. And greater, I declared on yesterday that greater was going to start today for some people that are listening to my voice. Father, I thank you for each and every person that are listening to me right now. I bind the hand of Satan. I bind everything that he does in Jesus' name. And I pray right now that you would strengthen the viewers and listeners of this broadcast, that you would strengthen them by and through your power. In Jesus' name, right where they are, touch them with a finger of love. The place where they are, even if it's in their trial or in their tribulation or in their moment of decision, you can do it. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for strength. I thank you for authority over all the influences of the devil. You said that you would give us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us or even hurt us. Listen right now to our prayer. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. I am excited. Tonight is the Monday night special. Our special guest is Apostle Johnny Mohorn of the Word of the Living God Ministries. He will be with us with congregation on tonight, and we are excited. Members, y'all be there at 7:30. Visitors, y'all come expecting a high time. I want everybody living in the north, south, east, and west to join us on the night as we welcome, amen, the dynamic ministry of Apostle John L. Mohorn. We're grateful to God for what he's doing. Grateful to God for, amen, this opportune time. I want you to join every day as we talk some more with Pastor Jay in this transitional move, amen, starting the church on Sunday, February 28th. This is a great time. I am going to be ministering at our headquarters church. God has given me a message, amen. There's a message that's going to be radiating, amen, throughout Sunday, amen. And one word is going to be in both locations, and that is greater. We believe in God for greater. We're knowing that great is going to take place. So you get ready, all of you out there, amen, get ready for the ministry, amen, get ready for what we're doing, amen. I got some more exciting news to share with you as the week progresses, as things fall in place, amen. I got some more. I know the devil mad. I mean, he came last Saturday night and stole all of the equipment, amen, that we used, the sound system, I mean, everything. They took the cord, y'all. They took the extension cord. They took the power box. I mean, they weren't playing. They took everything. Are y'all listening to me? And I've been in places that was not as exclusive as this, and we never had nothing stolen. But here, devil just got mad. I mean, just took all the equipment. Amen. Just everything. When I say everything, that means everything. But how many know God is going to give us greater? That means that something greater is on the way. So I'm excited about, amen, everything that happened. You know I'm excited about everything that happened because I preach it. I'm going to say this and let you go. How much time I got? I said if you get money, what we got? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nikki, my eyes going bad. She said 2 minutes. All right. Amen. Now is the light shining in my face. All right. So I told people if you get money, then God is giving you extra money for provision of something, some vision. I say, but if trouble comes, that's a sign that God is getting ready to move. And any time the devil do something like this, all he does is just turn my attention, amen, to God. Because now I know that God is getting ready to do something greater. That's all he did was just stir up my faith. He just stirred up everything. That means that God is up to something. Listen, I'm getting ready to get out of here. Amen. We'll see you tonight in the Monday Night Special there at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Service time starts at 7:30. Prayer, 8 p.m. the service. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Leave it with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.